producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
I don't know how to read this. Sorry. I know I'm supposed to be doing a show right now, but something happened to me this morning that I got to talk about because I really don't know how to read this. My husband left me a note this morning, and it says in his handwriting, "Can't do it. So sorry. Need to leave. XO." Now, at first, I was like, okay, maybe he can't do something I told him to do because I told him to do so much stuff I don't even remember what I told him to do. But what if he just left me? And that's his note. So sorry. No, can't do it. So sorry. Need to leave. I mean, have any of you guys gotten dumped by your husbands? Is that a note they would write? I tried calling him, and he hasn't picked up. So... Now, mind you, okay, he took the kids to school, and he still left all his underwear and clothes and socks, so, I mean, I don't think he left me, don't if you leave me, don't you have to go and pack up your clothes and some of your favorite toys and video games? But here's the thing, the computer was off. You know, usually when I'm running around the house and I put on my makeup and I'm running around in my underwear or whatever, you know, you could see some leftover residual video game on the computer. Because, you know, he'll play a little bit in the morning or whatever, you know, as he's yelling at the kids, you know, to get ready or whatever. But the computer was off. And that's why I am so fixated on this. Now, some of you will be like, well, just call him again. Well, I can't. I'm on air right now. All right, and he's probably not listening to my show, because, you know, honey, if you are listening to my show, can you call me and just tell me, did you leave me? Oh, no. Okay, I need to do this different ways. Okay, what if he did leave me? Do I really want him back? I mean, do I want to act like, wait a second. Okay, I got to be careful with this. Okay, one, if he didn't leave me, I don't want him to think I'm all scared that he left me. So I want to act like, ain't no thing but chicken wings. You leaving? Fine. See ya. Okay, but then again, I kind of need to know because I'll go on Tinder and start finding it. I mean, I still got to raise two boys. I don't know how to do this. See, I got to keep my cool, but I just, okay, the note says, can't do it. So sorry, need to leave. But there's an XO there, okay? XO, you know, means some sort of love, can't do it. I did not ask him to have sex with me last night. But that's another thing I wonder, okay? Is that an old note that felt maybe he's been planning to leave me for some time? And he keeps going, you know, second guessing himself, going, no, I won't do it. You know, she didn't look that bad in the moo-moo. She finally shaved her legs. I don't know, guys. Can't do it. There's a period there. Yeah, he did. He didn't capitalize the C. It just says can't do it, which is also very concerning. Because, okay, if a man is writing you a dump letter, he's not going to be grammatically correct. You know, I mean, it looks like, okay, whenever there's grammatically incorrect errors on a dump note, and trust me, I've gotten a bunch of dump letters and dump notes. I mean, I could be a forensic psychologist with all the experience I've had in that. When you're writing a note and you don't capitalize or punctuate, it means you were in a hurry. Okay? And, or it means you're just trying to do it before you second guess yourself. So I don't understand why he didn't capitalize C. Now, some of you could say, look, he had to leave in a hurry. Maybe he was just in a hurry. So he was writing me a note that he couldn't do some of the crap I tell him to do, but he never writes me a note. He'll just not do it. I mean, what does a typical man do if he doesn't want to do something? He just doesn't do it, and then he pretends like you never told him. Or better yet, they pretend that you were talking so much that you confuse them with all the orders you gave them. Now, what could I have given my husband to do? Well, my son's getting bar mitzvah this weekend, so we got a whole bunch of stuff. You know, we got the place settings, we got, you know, to deal with the family, we got to get the, Sabbath dinner ready, and we got, you know, so I gave him a bunch of stuff to do. But, so sorry, need to leave. My husband never apologizes for nothing. Okay, so what does that mean in a note? When somebody says, so sorry, okay, what that means is it's an admission of guilt. Okay, they know, because otherwise, I mean, you know, if somebody was dumping me, and it's happened, they just say, you know, you're a witch, can't stand you, see ya. If they're that courteous to write a note, but if somebody's that courteous to write a note to say, so sorry, that means he knows that he's leaving this marriage way too, I don't know, it still could be a dump letter. I doubt it has anything to do with the groceries. Or the, I wanted him to clean the backyard. I wanted him to get the dog's anal glands cleaned out because the dog is like stinking up the place. I don't want people over with them stinking. I want him to clean up the dog poop. I want him to get cat food. So sorry. Maybe I just gave him too much. Maybe I just wrote him to this. I made my husband leave me. No, you know what, though? But here's a positive thing to this, okay? I'm not that unhappy about it. Or, you know, I mean, I'm unhappy he left me, but I don't feel bad because here's the thing. I always thought if my husband was going to leave me, it was going to be because of the sex, right? You know, right? Or because, you know, I got fat, or I, dye my gray hair, or I have facial hair. You know, he can't do it. Can't do it may just mean, what if it means that he just doesn't have the psychological health to be a part of a marriage with anybody? You know, maybe this has nothing to do with me and I'm taking this all personally. Maybe he's just saying, look, I just cannot be in a relationship because that's not in my genetic DNA. And this has nothing to do with me and I'm still hot. I need clarification. Okay, good. There's a break. I'm going to call him because I just need to know if he left me. I got to know if I'm married because I already have the Tinder website already loaded. All right? I need sex. 1-877-DOG-TALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. And a big thanks to my husband. He didn't leave me. It was I gave him a lot of stuff to do, and he just couldn't. There was something I needed him to do with the little table settings, and he said, can't do it, have to leave, and left a note. Okay, we're still married. Woo-hoo! I called him up. He's like, what? Huh? What's going on? I'm like, oh, no, nothing. I just got your note. You have my note. So, all good? Yeah. I mean, do we get lawyers? No, I'll help you with it when I get home. You don't need to get a lawyer. I'm like, oh, okay, good. Yeah, I didn't mean lawyer. I meant helper. Okay, good. Alright, good. Oh, that was a close one. Whew. Yeah, I already logged out of Tinder. I tell you, man. Oh, I tell you, it's tough. You know what? God bless him. I mean, being a husband, that is a tough, tough job. You thought being a wife or being a mom was a tough job. Being a husband is a tough job, especially being married to somebody like me. Speaking of tough jobs, though, there are 27 of the most unhealthy jobs revealed to us in a new data analysis. All right. And, okay, somebody's texting me. Oh, is that him? Okay, oh, man. Okay, yeah, no, I'm so sorry. I'm like, you know what? I'm on my toes now. Don't want to get dumped. Whew. Anyway, let's go to this new case here. A new report says that dental surgeons and assistants have the most unhealthy jobs in the United States because of their daily exposure to infection and the length of time they spend sitting down. Then comes flight attendants, anesthesiologists, veterinarians, podiatrists. Podiatrists deal with the feet, the ankles, the limbs, etc. Radio engineers, I don't know if they're unhealthy. I mean, they got to listen to people talk and 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 talk. And they got to sit a lot. So my guess is they're up for a heart attack, too, unfortunately. They say other jobs to rank in the top 27 include immigration and customs inspection, embalmers, chemical plant, and system operators. The analysis was carried out on data from the Occupational Information Network, ONET, a Department of Labor database containing a vast number of jobs. It used various workplace risks like employee exposure to contaminants, diseases, and infection, risk of minor injuries, and exposure to radiation. The study reveals that dental surgeons, technicians, and assistants are the least healthy. You know, I don't know. Oral maxillofacial surgeons up there. Absolutely. Acute care nurses were up there. I don't know if I have just a full-blown list. Here we go, guys. This is important, okay, because some of you guys may need to quit. Okay, so you got the, okay, yeah, so oral surgeons, all that. Flight attendants. The flight attendants, you guys are really screwed because, you know, not only are you around people and they're coughing and you have to clean up their, you know, bodily fluids and things like that. And you always have to lean in to listen to them. So then you're breathing in what they're breathing out. But, you're also getting more exposure to radiation because you're up there in the plane and you're getting lack of sleep. So I would think flight attendants and pilots would probably be the least healthy. All right. Dentists and dental surgeons and dental assistants, they get to at least wear a mask. You know, even me as a doctor, I wear a mask a lot of times now, but it's more so I don't have to chew gum after I eat, you know, a chimichanga or something because I don't want people to, you know, smell my bad breath or anything like that. So I'll wear a mask. You know, I mean, but sometimes, man, if I had a big chimichanga, it goes through the mask. Lord have mercy. Anesthesiologists, nurse anesthetists, anesthesiologist assistants. Why? Because they sit. I remember years ago in training, one would fall asleep and just in the middle of surgery, he would be snoring. It was scary stuff, and it was just, but I don't understand how that, because they do have to get up and they got to get up and they got to put things in their IV and they got to run around and I don't know, but they say they're unhealthy. Veterinarians, veterinary assistants and technicians. Yeah. Because, you know, like Shaky Boo, when I take Shaky Boo to the vet, you know, if he doesn't like you, he's going to scratch you up. And then you can get cat scratch fever. So, of course, vets are at risk. Podiatrists, you're sitting there working with the foot. And so I guess you sit a lot. And, but I don't know. I mean, I like the feet. I've always liked working with the feet. Probably because they're not wet. You know, but it's not, a foot is not usually a wet organ you're dealing with. Mouth and stuff, you know, saliva and things like that. But the foot, I think, is, and I'm not saying I don't like dealing with the mouth. I mean, I think I could be a dentist or oral surgeon, you know, if I wanted to train for it, because, I mean, it's a fascinating field. But it's just feet, they're just dry. I just feel like you could do more with it. I don't know. I don't know. It's less intimidating to me. Immigrations and custom inspectors, histotechnologists and histological technicians. Those are the guys that make the slides for the pathologists, I think, to look at. And then histologists looking at the histology, the cells and the, I get, maybe they're bored to death. I don't know. Water and wastewater treatment plant and system operators, probably because of the stink. Stationary engineers or boiler operators, surgical medical assistants, technologists, and technicians. Okay, this is why surgical and medical assistants. Surgical and medical assistants, you're on your feet. You're walking around. If you're the, you know, floating nurse or the rotating nurse or the, you're running around. My guess is, it's very high stress. Okay, I have seen so many surgical techs get yelled at and screamed at and stuff thrown at them when I was in training that I would think the stress is doing them in. Derrick operators, oil and gas, I'm not sure what that is. Airline pilots come in, maybe 12th, I can't count. Co-pilots, flight engineers, the flight attendants have them beat. Medical equipment preparers. What? Medical equipment preparers? Come on, maybe because you're sitting. Nuclear equipment operation technicians. I thought they would be number one. Refuse and recyclable material collections. That is dangerous. Okay, I know why. Okay, this is why I think these people are more at risk of dying. Okay, you're here and you're picking up the recyclable containers. And a woman runs out in the neighborhood going, no, 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 you forgot something, you forgot something. So you got to stop the car. And she has a little baby plastic bottle. Okay, so you're like, okay, fine. Go ahead, throw it. Then as you're trying to drive, another woman runs out, going, oh, no, 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 I got this too, I forgot this. So you're like, gonna stop the car. Then another one comes out, oh, is it really? Like, just put everything in the bin. You got the red bin, you got the blue bin, you got the white bin, just put everything in the bin. No, 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 I got one more thing. Hold on. Hold on, let me clean out my car. So then you're sitting there waiting for the truck, and the lady's sitting there cleaning out her car. Yeah, I would be done for with that. What else do they got here? Continuous mining machine operators, EMTs, and paramedics. This is very interesting. We're talking about the most unhealthy jobs, okay? EMTs were there before you would see police or firefighters. I don't think we give our paramedics and our EMTs as much credit as we do, because these guys are going out to emergencies. And they're not coming out like a police force would. They're coming out with, you know, expecting to be dealing with medical stuff. And they put themselves on their lives on the line all the time. And not to mention bodily fluids, even though they got gloves and masks and all that. You know, and then they got to lift you. You know, and if you're 350 pounds and they're 160, they could hurt their you know, things like that. So they made the list. Chemical plant and system operators, service unit operators, critical care nurses, refrigeration mechanics, and installers. My father repaired refrigerators. He repaired refrigerators and dryers, died of a heart attack. So maybe thought about, yeah, he told me years ago, he went to, years ago, he was so excited. One of his favorite stories was he went to Adrienne Barbeau's house. Apparently she called for because, you know, we lived in California, so, you know, she called for him to come and fix his, him to fix, I guess, his refrigerator. And she said that, you know, he said that, you know, he told her that, you know, she told him that, you know, he was good looking, he should, you know, be in the movies. You know, so he had like this whole attitude, and my mom had to, you know, knock him down to size a little bit because, ooh, Adrienne Barbeau. So anyway, she was the daughter on Maude, you know, anything but tranquilizing, and right on Maude, that show. Yeah, she was the daughter. Okay, anyway, but she was older. I mean, I think she was older than my dad. All right. Yeah, she could have been my mom. That means I could have had a better in Hollywood than I do now. I know, Dad. That's right. I love my mom. Nuclear medicine technologists, elevator installers and repairers. I'm surprised that's as low on the list as it is. I would think that was up there. Embalmers. I wonder why embalmers aren't healthy. I wonder if it's because they accidentally, it splashes in their mouth. I don't know. Metal refining formica? Furnace operators, and then radiologists. Radiologists sit. I remember when we did, you know, when you're in medical school and you have all these difficult training sessions, radiology was the most fascinating to me because I wanted to be able to read an x-ray. I didn't want to have to rely on somebody else. I wanted to be able to do it all. But you got to sit a lot. And I noticed it was really, really comfortable. And radiology was always known as the easy rotation because you didn't have to run your butt off all the time. Even though radiologists do bust their butts, they got to sit in some real nice chairs. Mike Tushy was so comfortable. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so many of you guys are starting to go to the health exchange, right, to try to find better priced insurance because your last year premiums really, really stunk, and you're hoping that you could get better premiums for next year, or this year's premiums stink. And apparently, nearly half of the nonprofit co-ops created under Obamacare have collapsed. And they say taxpayers are going to now have to foot, according to Daily Mail, the $1.1 billion bill. So where I live, we have Nevada co-op that I believe is not going to be a part of the marketplace anymore. And we're hearing 11 of the original 23 throughout the country have now closed down. Okay, one of you had asked me what exactly is a co-op. Here's the definition, okay, from healthcare.gov. Healthcare.gov says a co-op is a nonprofit organization in which the same people who own the company are insured by the company. Cooperatives can be formed at a national, state, or local level and can include doctors, hospitals, and businesses as member owners. Co-ops will offer insurance through the marketplace. I'm a little bit confused about the ownership thing because I'm not seeing any, you know, profits or anything like that. But, you know, these co-ops were supposed to be kind of the, I don't know if it was, you call it a trial, but like the test cases. And originally, like the co-op in my neck of the woods, it was having some problems. And then all of a sudden, they got their act together and they were pretty good. Patients weren't complaining to me. I wasn't complaining because I was getting paid. Not an enormously high amount, but I was getting paid. And, you know, I understand that, you know, when you have a new healthcare law as, you know, you know, as much of a bombshell as this one is, I understand that it takes a while, like a cannonball. It was just thrown into our healthcare marketplace, this Obamacare, like a cannonball, or a wrecking ball, whatever you want to use. I understand it's going to take some time and that there's going to be some little delicacies and some little intricacies and things have to be worked out. So I started watching over the last quarter or two. All right, you know, this Nevada Health Co-op may work. Okay, and I was very eagerly watching it because here's the thing. As much as we all want Obamacare repealed, well, maybe not all of us, but most of us, all right, I need to know what Plan B is, okay, because just repealing it isn't going to fix the system. It's so far gone now. Our system is so messed up that you know, you can't undo, you know, the damage. So I was like, okay, well, let's see what these co-ops could do. And unfortunately, they're failing. The White House would not say yet who will pay the bill, but I guess they think the $1.1 billion, you know, load that these co-ops still need to pay out for claims and things like that will be stuck, and not to mention, you know, contracts and things like that that have to be fulfilled, $1.1 billion. They say only one of the health insurance co-ops made money. They said only one in 2014, according to a Fox News report. They said the Arizona co-op is also leaving the health marketplace. And now that brings the total number to 11 of 23. 59,000 Arizonians participated in the plan. They're going to have to find new insurance through the healthcare exchange. I believe there are about 30-some thousand in the Nevada Health Co-op. The healthcare exchange started November 1, and then I think it's going to go through January 31st. Co-ops in Colorado, Oregon, Utah, South Carolina also closed down. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Fred Upton said Arizona's failure is just the latest Obamacare fright. He said, with 11 of 23 co-ops shutting down, the cost on top is $1.1 billion. Nevada lawmaker Adrian Smith said in a Wall Street op-ed, these loans will likely never be fully repaid. Insurers and consumers will be on the hook for any unpaid claims left behind the failed insurers. The co-ops were granted in total $2.4 billion in loans. That is a lot of money for a half-assed, put-together healthcare system that the Affordable Health Care Act created. All right? This is what, you know, here's the thing, okay? You know, whether you're a Republican or Democrat or conservative or liberal, all right, I would just like everybody to put party politics aside, okay? And just, I don't know how we're going to do it. And just somebody use some common sense. You got, you know, if you, for example, if I went to Bill Gates, let's say, and I asked him to put $1 billion, $1 whole billion, okay, into a, I don't know, a facility, a building, a center that does research, et cetera, would he just hand me the $1 billion and go, all right, well, let's see what happens as it pans out and see if it's a good idea? Oh, hell no. First, it'd probably say no. Second, it'd probably say, okay, well, let's see. I mean, if I'm going to consider it, okay, let's see all the data you have. Let's see all the plans. Let's see the architecture. Let's see the financial perspectives that you're planning. Let's see, you know, what you have in the bank in case it fails. What's your safety net? What's your plan B? Who's going to be running these things? Who's going to be your consumer of the product? Who's going to be the renter of the, you know what I mean? I mean, you would have to probably for a good year or two go through the design to convince Bill Gates or Donald Trump or somebody to put that kind of money into the system or the business or whatever you want to do. With this, no. We promised billions of dollars to back up something that never had an opportunity to be designed properly. Two U.S. senators of Utah, Orrin Hatch and another one, I don't have the name. Let me see. Oh, Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. They have a quote here. Oh, yeah, they're hoping that we don't have to foot the bill. In a letter to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services this week that was obtained by Fox News, they noted the closures and said, as a result, hundreds of thousands of Americans will lose their health insurance plans and will have to scramble to find new plans, most likely with higher premiums and deductibles. That was the thing. The Nevada Health Co-op was one of the cheaper plans that were available. That I was actually very, you know, pleased that there was some sort of something for people that it could do while all this mess was going on, and I was very, very saddened to see that close down. You know, people think that those of us that can't stand Obamacare want these things to fail, that they're happy about this news. No, we don't, and I've said this many times, okay? Sitting here wishing that Obamacare would fail so we could tell Obama, we told you so, that is not a goal of any of ours, okay? Our goal, I think collectively, and I can speak for all of us, is we want to make sure our families have health insurance. That's our goal. True, Obamacare failing may allow some legislators to maybe try and make things right, but that's not what we're sitting here wishing. Okay, so my primary goal as a doctor isn't just to see something fail, go, I told you so. I want people immediately getting some sort of health care coverage, which is why I supported Medicaid being expanded, and I supported private, you know, enterprise getting involved and trying to, you know, get on a marketplace and, you know, try to bring down costs. Unfortunately, you have so many restrictions and so many costs already within the Affordable Health Care Act that this act has to go. It has to. I don't understand why the Supreme Court, you know, said it was unconstitutional, but then told them to tweak it, to call it a tax. I don't understand why we're not getting the help we need. And government is just making this worse. So, where do we go? All right, well, everybody's still saying, like, apparently the White House said 17.8 million Americans have gained coverage. So everybody's head is in the sand going, no, it's working. Who cares if the co-ops are going under? Huh. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I care. The thousands of us without insurance care. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember I said there was a little boy, a 9-year-old boy, who collapsed at a football practice and unfortunately died. He was, I guess, drinking Gatorade, and while he was just after sprints, collapsed. The coaches tried to revive him and couldn't. We're being told now that he did have a cardiac condition. and his death resulted from an abnormal left main coronary artery in his heart. He had no other injuries. The coach had found the third grader unconscious on the ground, not breathing. Monday after players took a break from running sprints during practice at a high school football field in southeastern Ohio. He was only in the third grade. The practice was a walkthrough and not a contact session. Coaches performed CPR on Wyatt until medics arrived at the school in Olive Township, a rural community about 100 miles southeast of Columbus. Wyatt was taken to a hospital where he died Monday night. Stories like this scare the hell out of us as parents. This, and I cannot imagine what the family is going through. You know, we as doctors, and I mean, here I am on the radio saying, okay, you guys have to exercise. You got to exercise. Your kids can't be playing video games. They got to get out there and exercise. So here's a family doing it right. I mean, you know, having his kid, having their kid on the team, having the kid exercise. You know, not playing video games, and this kid become, you know, being a part of a team, you know, working out when the coach says it, and unfortunately he dies from it. And this is what's so frustrating. You know, when you see anything tragic like this, okay, when you see anything like this happen, you always think, you know, you want to, in order to feel better and to be able to sleep at night, you want to say, all right, well, somebody was doing something stupid. You know, so when you hear of a teenager die, you know, on the football field or whatever, you know, you want to tell yourself, well, was he doing drugs? You know, was he doing something that my kid wouldn't do? No. All right, these kids are doing what any of us would. We have another football player who died. A 17-year-old has been taken off life support. This is Luke Shem. He died while being taken off. He had to be taken off life support. Apparently, what I remember with him is he had made a touchdown. And while he was sacked during his touchdown, he collapsed on the sideline and was unresponsive. And I guess they took him to the hospital, put him on life support, and unfortunately didn't make it. I think that is the 11th death on the football field this year. 11. This kid was active, played sports. I'm assuming passed, you know, sports physicals, but he got sacked. He got hit. He got hit really hard. And unconscious, died. So my assumption is, bleed to the brain. From what we understand, he had no brain function. Luke Shem. So, you know, you're looking at this and you're just, oh my gosh, how do we prevent this? Well, going back to the little boy, the 9-year-old that died on the field, we need much better testing of our kids. You know, remember, I don't know, about, you know, 8-9 months ago, they were saying stop doing EKGs on all grown-ups. You know, you're wasting money. It's, you're good false positives. All right. We're running too many tests on adults doing EKGs. To hell with that. Not only do EKGs and cardiac evaluations on all adults, do them on children as well. I think every kid getting a sports physical or even not a sports physical should have their hearts checked. Have an ultrasound maybe once or twice during their childhood. Okay, you know, we can have a pediatric cardiologist come on and see what he recommends. But, because again, at birth, you know, okay, maybe they don't have any issues, but then eventually they develop something. So I think it would be nice to check them when they're really young and then before they go into middle school, high school sports. Okay? And any murmur, even if it's an innocent one, still get it evaluated. All right? EKGs are cheap. They don't hurt the kids. There's no needles. You just put little stickers on it. An ultrasound of the heart doesn't hurt. And then any kid doing major running or major athletics should get a stress test. Why not? Have the kid run on a treadmill. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's going to be so expensive. Trust me, I think there's going to be enough private donors. Trust me. I think there's going to be, I am sure we're going to be able to come up with something in each city where our student athletes can get screened on a treadmill with a stress test. But this is just too damn dangerous. Okay? And you adults too. I can't stand hearing people die when they're working out at the gym. I can't stand hearing that because you're doing what you're supposed to. You're working out. And the gym equipment says, you know, if you're short of breath or if you have chest pain, how do you know if that's a medical issue or if it's because you're out of shape? So a lot of times you start to get a little short of breath. You're like, all right, it's because we're gonna working out. This is a good workout. And then before you know it, you're done. Gone for. So I think stress tests for everybody. that are heavy athletes, and for all these kids, an EKG with an echocardiogram. And I understand there's probably some bean counter going, Dahlia, you only had 1 9-year-old die. It's been a while since a kid has collapsed on a field. We're only talking about one in millions of children. Yeah, but that's a 9-year-old baby boy. Okay, I don't give a damn about the money. And how expensive is an EKG? Come on. Yeah, I know the paper and I know the machine. I know. All right, but I mean, what, $5, $10? Okay, I don't think you're going to take that much of a loss if you do, you know, $5, $10 a session, something like that. So we have to do a better job. And then these football players. So this kid, Luke, he makes a winning touchdown. Probably one of the greatest moments in thus far his childhood, his life. 17 years old. He gets sacked. He's unconscious. With the tackling, and we talked about this, you know, the other day, I think a big issue we're having now is as we have more padding, as we have more regulations and protective gear, people put this, you know, kids put this protective gear on and they think it's armor. And so they think now they don't have to hold back. All right. You know, one thing I noticed when my son was starting to play football is at first he wasn't going in head first. I mean, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't kind of going in there and he wasn't, you know, and then, you know, the coach yelled at him and then he went in. He went and he was okay. He didn't suffer any head injuries or whatever. But the coach, I mean, drill sergeant coach, he yelled at him. He ripped him a new one. And then my son went in head first and but the reason why he originally hesitated was because that's your natural instinct. You know not to run into a 300-pound kid with your head. You're going to sustain an injury. And so these kids get trained against their instinct to go after and jump and flip and throw yourself down in front of somebody. And we love watching football. I mean, football is the most watched sport in America. I mean, we love watching it, and I'm a huge football fan. But I watch this going, oh, my gosh, his poor knee, his poor head, his poor shoulder, his poor... You know, I mean, these are human bodies, and bodies are getting bigger. These kids are getting bigger. Okay, you know, I said that yesterday. I think my grandfather was 165 pounds when he played football. Now these are kids 260, 270, some 300-pounders. Are you kidding me? Big kids, much taller. So now your, you know, I don't know, linebacker or tight end or whatever that may not be as big is getting crushed by somebody almost twice his weight. And so I don't know what the answer is. And the hormones, you know, I mean, what's going on? Is it hormones in the milk? Are these boys having higher testosterone? I don't know if anybody's studying, you know, have the testosterone levels increased? Do we have more aggression? I mean, one thing I notice is the coaches, they seem to be, to me, I mean, a lot more brutal. All right. Their jobs are on the line. And this is a recession. And you do not want to be an out-of-work football coach. And so they get mean. So these kids are afraid that they're going to get kicked off the team. So I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. I mean, it's scary. But I think we need to approach our kids getting killed on the football field a hell of a lot differently than we have. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.